Good morning, brother and sister. I'm glad to be here in this second service to worship God. I want to thank the elder to give me the opportunity to preach the God's word this morning. Today, we're going to learn some lessons from John chapter 5, verse 1 through 9. My sermon comes from the verse 6 and the story about what Jesus did for the paralytic. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" This was a big question, an important question that allowed me to talk this morning about the topic, when we want to get well. The first thing that I want to mention this morning, making comparison, it is that when we want to get well, we search for the right place. This is an easy and well-known truth. When someone is sick or in an emergency, they do not go to the stadium or shopping mall. They are looking for the right place. When a house is in fire, we call a fireman, not the doctor. So, coming back to our story, the paralytic believed that he was in the right place. He was in the pool called Bethesda, near the Sheep Gate, which means House of Mercy, or more likely, Bethesda, which means House of the Olive. And the reason was obvious. He was waiting to be healed. There are a lot of commentaries about the belief of those men who were waiting that an angel appeared to move the water, and the first person getting into the pool will be healed. I'm not going to talk about the belief concerning the angel and the moving of the water. In a fact, someone said that this happened in the very beginning of the ministry of Jesus. Another are telling this happened in the last year. If the angel were able to do this or not is another question that may discuss him, but my focus will be on the paralytic who was sick for quite some time. He was there because he believed that that was the right place to get well. So I have a question talking about this, and the question is, why are we here? This is an important question, because there are hundreds of people that are meeting in different religious groups today. Are we here because your family is here? Are you here because you grew up in this church? Are you here because you are surrounded by good people? Are you here because there is here a good friend of you? Are you here just because you think this is a good congregation? All those questions must have a good answer. My dear brother and sisters, I'm here because I know I am in the right place. I am in the right church. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, I know whom I have believed. Let me tell you that it is sad to recognize that there are members of the only one truly church that are not proud of this beautiful reality. They do not put the right attention about that. They are not making the right connection about the value of the church. The church which is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God that was planning, that was prophesied and was established. As Acts chapter 2 tells us. And the church has an important place for God. And we need to recognize that. Like we see, there are other people that are saying it is not important which church you're going. They say that the only main thing is that you believe in Jesus and go to whatever church you want. In Hispanic, we have a song which says, if you are someone who believes in Jesus, give me your hand and you will be my brother. So this kind of thought are not according what the Bible say. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, we read, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. He is the Savior of the church. The apostle, inspired by the Holy Spirit, say that Jesus loved his church. He died for it. In a certain way, he washes with his blood to clean it. Jesus is keeping the church, and he is coming for it because he is the Savior of the church. So we must be happy, so happy to be in the right place at the Church of Christ, because we are not in any other church. We're following what the Bible says. The second thing that I want to mention is, when we want to get well, we take advantage of the right opportunity. The footnote of the New International Version talk about verse 3, and the paralytic was waiting for the moving of the water. He was waiting for his opportunity of his life. He was not only in the right place, according his ideas, he was in the place that he considered will save him, will give a benefit to him. So this is another good lesson for us. We know that there are a lot of people living without any purpose, without any hope, and this is very sad. I want to share with you an history about a businessman. He was trying to encourage people to take advantage of their only one opportunity to make business with him in their life. The businessman said this story. A train was passing through the town. When the train stopped at the station, there were many people waiting for it to get on the best seat on the train. People were still loading into the train. The train start or began to whistle for announce that it was ready to depart. People were continue getting, others were just coming late. But even that, they were running behind the train and jump to get in the train. Unfortunately, others came too late, and the train was long gone. The saddest thing, it was saying this businessman, is that others do not even realize that the train had already passed. Well, the businessman claimed, you could be like the first group of people that when the right opportunity come to your life, you are ready to take it, you take quickly. Second, you can be like the group that got into the train later after thinking and thinking, but finally they take a good decision and take advantage of the only one opportunity to make business with me. Third, you can be like the group of people that came too late and lost the train and lost the opportunity to make money with me. Finally, the businessman say, you can be like the fourth group that do not even realize that the only opportunity of make business in their life passed near them. Brethren, the connection between hope and the right opportunity is very short. The paralytic was waiting for 38 long years, but when he saw his only one opportunity, he took it. When he listened what Jesus said, he was ready to do it, and the paralytic took advantage of the right opportunity, and for this reason he was blessed. Today is maybe the only one time in our life to do the God willing. You might be waiting for the opportunity to know about God and have Him in your life and obey His word. You maybe are thinking about to be baptized. There are a lot of people that have been baptizing with the wrong purpose. And when people start learning about the right purpose of the baptism, they start telling, I did, I do not need to do it again. I'm fine with God. And start rejecting what the Bible says. You might need more time to listen, but at the same time, you might not have more time. Who knows? Are you sure about tomorrow? Are you sure about tonight? No. Nobody is sure about later. This is the reason why Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Paul also said in the last part of the 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the time of salvation. Today we have the opportunity, dear brother and friend. Tomorrow we do not. We are not sure about tomorrow. So this is something important that you need to think. The third thing that I want to mention is that when we want to get well, we take the right medicine. The meeting between Jesus and the paralytic was not in the mind of this poor man. Jesus surprised him when he asked the paralytic, do you want to get well? And that was a tremendous question. The paralytic was connected to another source. He was thinking in another thing. He was expecting to resolve his problem through the pool. This is very sad because there are a lot of people through the world who believe that they are doing well. They think they are in the right place. They think that they have a true hope. In fact, the paralytic was living in the valley of resignation when Jesus did this big question. After Jesus asked him, he wants to get well, the paralytic said in verse 7, "Sir, I have no one to help me to the pool when the water is stirred." He was just waiting the moving of the water. So he thinks that he was in the right spot, but look what Jesus said in verse 8. When Jesus asked the paralytic, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk," what a huge request. What a huge request. The paralytic could do many other things, but the only thing that he couldn't do, it is what Jesus requests him. Sometimes people start thinking that God is requesting things that we cannot do. But let me tell you, it is not necessary like we think. The problem is in our mind. Because God loves us and God will never ask something that we cannot do. All His commandments are not difficult to obey. In John chapter 5, verse 3 said, "This is love for God, to obey His command, and His command are not burdensome, are not hard, are not impossible." So if we want to obey, we can do it. It is according our desire in our heart to please or not God. The paralytic, after he hear Jesus in verse 9, he said to us at once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walk. So it tells us that the paralytic did exactly what Jesus requests him. If not, I'm sure that he will be there waiting the movement of the water in the pool until today. But he didn't do that. He obeyed what Jesus said. So let me remember other example that help us in order to recognize the importance to obey God's word like the paralytic. The other example is about Naaman. Naaman, chief of the army of the king of Aram, was a leper. He got leprosy. And according what we read in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 10 through 14, tell us, Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, "Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed." But what happened after he heard this message from the prophet? Well, the Bible said to us that he was angry. He was not happy. He was not satisfied what he listened. He were thinking that the prophet will go out from his house and he will be before him and maybe put his hand in his head and start making a very big prayer asking God, "Oh dear Lord, bless this man, give him what he needs, give him heal let him in this terrible situation." And he was just rejecting what the prophet said. But after he was making complaint, the servant of him started telling him, "Hey, Lord, if the prophet asks you another big thing, will you not be able to do it?" And after that conversation, he took the decision to went to the Jordan. So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and become clean like that of a young boy. Life changed for Naaman after he obeyed what God said to him through the prophets. That was the best decision in his life because he was blessed from God. In fact, the prophet said to him, said about the situation of Naaman in the same chapter 5, verse 8, "Have the man come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel." So today, we, people that love God's word, people that are following what the Bible says, we can say today with very good attitude that they might know that there are heralds, there are ministers, there are preachers, there are people at the Church of Christ who will be able to talk about God's truth. So that is something that it is important that we recognize. But like Naaman, there are a lot of people that are not listening to what God say in the Bible. They are not listening what Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 27. "My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me." They are listening my voice. In this same chapter, Jesus did the comparison about the pastor, and he said that the sheep were able to listen the voice of the shepherd, and they are able to follow him. They do not listen the voice of the stranger people. They listen only the voice of the shepherd, the voice of the pastor. So that is something important. If we want to please God, we need to do what the Bible says, what Jesus said, not what we think it is right for our spiritual life. Nobody here will doubt we need to take our medicine when we are sick. There is time when the medicine tastes very ugly, but even then we must take the medicine. What about getting surgery? As we know, it is not easy. It is not comfortable. It is not cheap, but we must have it. Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 48, "There is a judge for the one who rejects and does not accept my word. That very word which I spoke will condemn him at the last day." It is so important to do what Jesus said in his word. It is not something that we have the choice to select what we want. If we don't do what Jesus said, we will be in terrible situation. We'll be in trouble. So going back to our lesson today about the paralytic, he was blessed because he obeyed what Jesus said. Well, we need to recognize this morning that we do never forget that when we have any problems talking in the spiritual life, well, if we want to get well, we must be in the right place. If we want to get well, we must take advantage of the right opportunity. And if we want to get well, we must accept and take the right medicine. Medicine that comes from God to help us to remove any sin. Medicine that help us to be better, to be His children, to be the right person. So you have been listening to God's word this morning. Jesus wants to give you a spiritual medicine to get well. And let me tell you, Jesus has any kind of medicine for any treatment, any spiritual problem. Jesus will be able to help you. So if this morning you have been recognizing through this message that you are not having a good thought about what the church is, what means the church, and about the plan of salvation, if you need to come to come in front, we will help you. If you need prayer, brother, because you recognize that you have been doing wrong, today is the time to be restored. Let me tell you, if you need to be clean with the blood of Jesus coming through the baptism, today is your maybe only one opportunity. We're not sure if we will be alive tomorrow. Come in front and we will help you.